This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The government shutdown is postponing what was supposed to be a highly anticipated event coming to Houston. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now with more on Fleet Week. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Matt. Fleet Week is off. What was supposed to be Houston's first visit by thousands of sailors, marines, and ships is now the victim of the current government shutdown. Fleet Week organizing chairperson Rita Hicks, talking with Hello Houston when the show was still on, described how it came together.
A couple of years ago, in advance of the 250th anniversary, the Navy really started thinking about what are the maritime communities that we really haven't engaged with as much. And Houston, of course, was top of list for them. So it's actually been nearly 2 years in the making, the conversations and the thought process. And
the good news, according to Mayor John Whitmire, is the Fleet Week celebration will be held next year as the country celebrates its 250th year of independence. Matt?
All right, Tom. The Black Lives Matter mural on the street in front of Yates High School in Houston, where George Floyd attended, could be removed under the state's order. As News 88.7's Michael Atkinson reports, city leaders are cautious to speak about it.
The words Black Lives Matter are still etched on Alabama Street as of Wednesday morning, but that may not be the case by next month. The state government has ordered all murals and art, particularly political messages, to be removed from Texas roads. Speaking on Hello Houston, City Councilmember Carolyn Evans Shabazz wasn't certain of the mural's fate.
I absolutely don't know, but we, as well as the country, will always remember George Floyd.
Harris County Commissioner Rodney Ellis, who represents the area, declined to comment. Earlier this week, Mayor John Whitmire said he was not addressing the mural right now, telling a reporter, "The less you say about it, the better." I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
The U.S. Marshal's Office has arrested the final suspect dating back to a 2021 murder case in which three others have been charged. 49-year-old Luis Argueta was taken into custody in Mexico and then eventually booked into the Webb County Jail here in the States. Argueta is expected to be extradited to Harris County soon. He was featured on the FBI's Most Wanted list, accused of shooting a man named Eddie Clark. Three of Argueta's family members have also been charged in the case. And a 2023 Texas law demanding publishers rate their own books based on sexually explicit content has been declared unconstitutional. The ruling from a Waco federal judge this week found House Bill 900, known as the Reader Act, violated the First Amendment. Haynes Boone lawyer Laura Prather called the ruling a victory for booksellers, publishers, and everyone who now gets to read what they choose.
The definitions that are in this law, they don't even consider literary, artistic, or scientific value. Classical works are not considered at all.
The ruling makes permanent a lower court's temporary injunction that the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals later upheld. For more news, make sure to head over to our website. That, of course, is HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.